he's a different kind of guy. Okay. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. You got David from Mech One on the line. You know, David, nobody's questioning whether or not there's still some manufacturing companies in this country. We're talking about major manufacturers that can lift people up out of poverty and what was once there. And yet there are people who keep talking as if both Democrat and Republicans that renaissance is going to come back in this country. Mm-hmm. And as I was talking with Sandy, no, those things aren't ever coming back here.
I'm leaping in here, David, but I... My sense is that there is an opportunity for it to come back, but one of the problems we have is that the way our government operates in terms of providing incentives, and primarily tax incentives, most of those tax incentives are not designed or really intended to create future-looking things. They're basically designed to deal with the status quo and to reward status quo. So we have, you know, we provide support to the corn industry. We provide support to the oil and gas and coal industries through depletion allowances, et cetera. And we really aren't doing much in the way of supporting things like artificial intelligence or the research and development that relates to that in terms of the way the government provides incentives. You know, we have now just recently passed some legislation to put a bunch of money into it, which incidentally is exactly the way China supports its industry. So for all of our jumping up and down and arguing that the foul play in China, what we've realized is that in order to get the market-based economy to look forward sufficiently, if we've got government intent behind it, is to put money into it.
I would agree with that sentiment from the standpoint that, yes, I do think there has to be more forward-thinking as far as what you were speaking about, the artificial intelligence and robotics I would put in there as well. I would say this, the United States, the one thing I will say is this, one of the reasons why, though, we're having trouble getting people to get into manufacturing is, and this is just my personal opinion and through friends, but most of the kids today are told not to go into, manufacturing or things of that nature. It's kind of downplayed. Are going to a technical college where, you know, you could, and that's where they are in huge demand. I mean, if you drive north of here, every single place, manufacturers dying for workers. And unfortunately, the younger generation is not compelled to do that. And they do pay much better wages than what you would do in a retail environment by far. And so I do think there has to be a change of narrative with that as well, because to your point, the service economy is not going to pay as well if you're producing something.
So
if you're,
David,
producing something, yes.
So let me just say this: you can drive around, Waukesha and other places, and where they're manufacturers and these smaller shops. And they are all looking for signs up, looking for help. Well,
yes.
You know, the help is back in Milwaukee. And so because many people who live in these areas, their children aren't going to be working in those factories. And I've never understood, why we can't make the connection. Every person that lives in the city of Milwaukee is not unqualified to do that kind of work. We've got to get back to where the workers are and make sure that they can get out to where the jobs are.
I think we're at the chicken and egg discussion.
That's where we are.
I know, and I think David has identified something. There is a chicken and egg problem. There are now a bunch of jobs, and we've got to find a way to communicate to the people who are
looking for jobs.
Will be emerging into the job market. I mean, a person who should be going to a trade school isn't yet in the job market, but will be shortly, and they need to start having a planning horizon and a view of the future that accommodates going to technical schools. And and places like Germany do a far better job of providing guidance to young people, and the young people see a much clearer pathway. But you've identified something, but I think in many respects, because it's something that needs to happen and the marketplace doesn't seem to be accomplishing it, it's something the government needs to somehow intervene and work on. And so I would hope that conservative politicians as well as liberals would decide that a proper role of government here is to do some things to solve chicken and egg, to help young people realize the potential value of moving in the direction of trade training, and to maybe this is something where conservatives and liberals can reach agreement, because I'm sure liberals agree with this, and I think conservatives would too. But right now there's very little government programmatics to accomplish it, and this is an area where money spent by the government could be very productive.
You know, Sandy, these 200 boys that we have Monday through Friday set up a plan for them to go to a guy who has a construction site. These are boys 10 to 15 years old, and they have gone to this construction site, and they see what is going on, and they're young enough, 10 to 15 years old, and this is the reason why I wanted them to go there. They got to see firsthand and tinker around with some things that now they've seen a construction site.
You know what? Yes, it's interesting to me. You know, you try and have something done to your heating system in your house, and every heating, ventilating, air conditioning contractor is short of workers. You try and have some landscaping done, and they're short of workers. Everybody is short of workers, and somehow government, society, whatever we want to talk about, has to figure out a way to make the connection between this need for workers and the people who need work. And plenty of those people who need work need some interim training in order to qualify themselves for work. Some of that training is just learning work ethic that permits them to be reliable and workers. And then beyond that, and you're doing that right now, Earl, with your wonderful program with these young kids. You're starting them on the path of learning both the opportunity and the potential discipline and the reward. You know, you're giving them money. They have to show up. They've got to be reliable. But we've got to get to work on this, and I suspect the solution wouldn't take as long as we think if Dave and you and I and all these other people would get together with this notion of let's get all these jobs filled with all these people who need work. And let's figure out the reasons that why they aren't working, and let's solve for that.
Yeah, you know, to me, what we used to have was a way to marriage the people who needed work with the jobs, and they had a system set up, the unemployment departments.
Well,
there
was another thing, too, quite frankly, which I know, Dave, but unions used to recruit people into the unions, and then they would get into the training programs
with trades.
The unions.
Yes.
And so the trade unions actually recruited people in small towns and large towns. They identified the jobs. They did a lot of
stuff.
That's
how it happened.
And that was all grown out of the guilds that had existed after the feudal system. So, you know, we've kind of lost track of all that. And now we've got this problem. We need to solve it.
Dave? All right. Okay. You know, Sandy, all of it is a constant reminder of what we were. And we have to go back to what we were in order to find out what we need to do, right? I mean, what's wrong with looking back?
Well, we can look back and see things that might be things that worked or at least were working and figure out how we replace them with new things that will work. I don't want to go back and I don't want to do the MAGA thing.
Right.
Because America wasn't great in every way in the past, but there were elements of America that were fulfilling important functions which we got rid of, and we haven't replaced those with effective functions. And one of the ones is the one that Dave identified, which is ways to find those young people who could have magnificently fine careers doing things that are not the result of a college education, but the result of trades, for instance, and training.
You know, there's no question, Sandy, whatsoever, that those types of things are necessary, and we need everybody working together on that. I would agree. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned in.